Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 13 regarding Roger Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Ramos, as described in my report of 4/30/21, that pertained to injuries sustained to the right hand and wrist at work on 5/20/19. Pretty is now a 55-year-old male who reports he was injured again but did not specify how this occurred. Period. He indicates he received injections to his right knee and his lumbar spine. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is not currently receiving any treatment for his injuries. Period. He was assisted in providing this history by our bilingual medical assistant slash scribe. Period. The paragraph records show he filed a claim petition alleging on 8/3/17 he fell from a ladder and injured his right knee and back. Period. He received treatment and then an order approving settlement on 6/21/19. This was in the amount of 22.5% of partial total, apportioned approximately 17.5% of the lumbar spine for residuals of disc protrusion at L5-S1 and disc bulges at L3-4 and L4-5, semicolon, and 10% of the right leg for residuals of knee and MCL sprain. Period then applied for modification of that award. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Ramos was evaluated by Dr. McClure on 9/4/18. Per the relevant parts of his report will be inserted as marked. Per the paragraph on 8/18/21, the petitioner was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Steinberger, S-T-E-I-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. He related intermittent back pain since a work-related accident on 8/3/17. Period. He also complained of posterior cervical spine pain and electroshock feelings in his neck after working a full day. Period. He had no studies since last seen in 2017. Period. The impression given was recurrence of significant low back pain with radiation to the buttocks. Period. Dr. Steinberger kept him out of work, comma, ordered therapy, comma, flexion extension x-rays, comma, and an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. The MRI was done on 9/9/21 to be inserted here. Period. It was not compared to any prior studies. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Ramos saw Dr. Steinberger again on on 9/13/21, having just begun 1 week's worth of physical therapy. Period. He noted the results of the lumbar MRI and recommended continued therapy. Period. If that fails, he should try pain management. Period. He was going to follow up when he completed therapy. Period. In receipt of additional documentation to confirm that occurred. Period. He did write the MRI showed at L4-5 a combination of discogenic disease and facet arthropathy causing bilateral neurofibromatous stenosis. Period. There was a small central disc protrusion at L5-S1. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there was a rough texture to his cuticles and dirt under his fingernails. Period. Manual muscle testing was variable. Period. Pinch grip had to be coaxed into 5/5 strength on the right. Period. Grip strength was 4+, as was resisted elbow flexion, both of which seemed volitional in nature. Period strength was otherwise 5/5 throughout the upper extremities. Period hands, wrists, elbows normal. He was tentative palpation. He was mildly tentative palpation, but the right mid, third, and fourth metacarpals. Period. Extremities lower. He was mildly tender at the right knee, medial collateral ligament, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal. Cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period extension was to 30 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation to 60 degrees, comma, side bending right, 35 degrees, and left to 30 degrees. Period when distracted, he had full range of motion with no signs of distress. Period thoracic, normal macrolumbar sacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period, he could stand and walk on his toes, but had difficulty doing so on his heels. Period, he sat comfortably, 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed only 60 degrees. Period extension by lateral rotation and side band were accomplished fully. Period, he was tender in the midline at the lumbar sacral junction, as well as the L2 vertebrae, but the rest of this is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver at 90 degrees on the right elicited low back tenderness and right anterior knee tenderness, but no symptoms below the knees. Period on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or particular complaints were elicited. Period impressions. 183.17, Roger Ramos fell from a ladder and injured his right knee and lower back. Period. He has undergone a conservative course of treatment described above. Period. He received an order approving settlement. 16.21.19, and then applied for an increase. Period. He saw Dr. Steinberger on 8.18.21, who had him undergo a lumbar MRI on 9.9.21. Period. They reviewed these results on 9.13.21 when physical therapy was again advised. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found mildly decreased active range of motion above the lumbar spine. Period. Sitting and supine straight leg raising maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period. The latter did not identify any signs of disc herniation, radiculopathy, spinal stenosis, or facet arthropathy. Period. Examination of the knee elicited mild tenderness about the right medial collateral ligament. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents the same amount of permanency given by Dr. McClure and will be inserted as marked. Period.